can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
To the GSMC Movies Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by Ariane.
Hello, everyone.
And we are talking today about Night School and Like Father. So, Night School is in theaters, and Like Father is a Netflix original. I would say they're sort of in the genre of comedy, and kind of a little heartwarming, too.
Yeah.
So, they're both kind of heartwarming. So Night School is directed by Malcolm D. Lee, and he also directed Girls Trip, and then it also stars Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. Kevin Hart was one of the writers on the writing team, and I didn't know this, but Kevin Hart also has a productions company, which is Heartbeat Productions, and there were multiple production companies that worked on this movie, but one of them was Heartbeat Productions. He was a writer, and I would really just say, like, he was also like a producer on the production team along with his company, and he really just had his hands all over this project.
Yeah, he did.
And I can tell.
It shows.
So it's him and Tiffany Haddish, and Kevin Hart plays Teddy, who enrolls in night school to get his GED and high school diploma because he's a high school dropout. And his night school teacher, Carrie, who's played by Haddish, she's like a tough teacher, but she cares about her students. And it kind of ends where, like, Teddy learns, like, about himself and about math. And my general first thoughts about this film is that this is a character actor's movie.
Yes.
Like, there's so many character actors in this film that I recognized, and I'm like, oh, that's that guy from that thing. I can't quite remember, but he was in that movie doing something.
Doing the same thing he's doing in this movie.
Doing something funny. Also, there's really good chemistry between Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
They're very funny together.
So I saw the trailers, and they seem like they have amazing chemistry, like they could be friends normally.
Yeah, and I definitely see that. So that definitely made the experience more enjoyable. Like, even like the first scene that you see them together, it's like Tiffany Haddish is at a stoplight and Kevin Hart's character drives up next to them, and they're both in like convertibles, and you just hear Tiffany Haddish talking to her mom, and it's like a raunchy conversation.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart is like, excuse me, like, you're talking really loud, like, I'm like in your conversation. And she's like, you don't, like, why are you in my conversation? He's like, you're making me in your conversation. And it just like escalates from there. The term leprechaun gets thrown out about Kevin Hart, and like they just have such good chemistry, and I definitely enjoyed that part, and I would like to see them in other movies together. I just probably don't want to see this movie again. Other actors who are in it is Taryn Killman, who plays Stuart, who is the principal of the school that Kevin Hart goes to, and he's kind of like the nemesis of Kevin because they both went to high school together, which the same high school that Kevin goes to for night school
to get his GED,
right? That Taryn is the principal of.
Okay.
So they have this like awkward like
history
together. Yeah. And then there are also just other actors that you might recognize from like other things. Like Keith David plays like Kevin Hart's dad. And like there are just so many other moments where I'm like, I like the chemistry between the actors, but there was like a little bit of like awkwardness. I was reading that this is a comedy that isn't R, it's PG-13.
Okay, and so they kind of had to hold back.
Right.
Especially Tiffany Haddish, because she's pretty out there.
Yeah, no, and that's what a lot of people were saying, is that, like, they definitely reined her back in some parts, which is kind of why, like, the car scene is funny, because she's having that type of Tiffany Haddish conversation, like, on the phone that you would expect.
Okay.
And I would definitely say the moments when she is just, like, free to tell her jokes and she is out there and she's just being herself and being funny are the best scenes.
Okay.
And there are then moments when she's kind of like reined in a little bit that I don't think are as good.
All right.
Because I think this movie probably would have helped by being R. And I think it would have been a bit funnier. Some of the jokes they toned down and I didn't like that as much. There was a pretty, like, there were some lines that I enjoyed and there were like some, they were almost like they could be sketches within the bigger movie picture. Mm-hmm. Like, there are things like, and this is when they break into the school. And this is when Kevin gets a different job.
Right.
And, like, in, like, those little moments are kind of funny in, like, their own individuality.
Uh-huh.
Together is kind of like, why did they do that with that thing?
You know, yeah.
Like, why did they break into the school? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking at them individually, they're funnier. Like, there's this one part that I enjoyed when... Kevin Hart's character Teddy gets a job at a fast food, like, fried chicken place. Okay. And it's like Christian chicken for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
And so the owner wants him to dress as a chicken to, like, advertise, you know, the sign. And Tiffany Haddish's character Carrie goes to the restaurant because she's trying to convince Teddy, Kevin Hart, to come back to class and take the GED test.
Okay. So
to, like, pass.
Yeah. Is she his teacher?
Yes. So she's his teacher. The night school teacher.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so she's trying to convince him to come back. And she says, like, to him, like, oh, like, the suit you got is really dumb. And then Kevin's like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. And then Tiffany Haddish says, back at a fast food joint next to a strip club. Because it is next to a strip club.
Oh, wow.
And then Kevin says, like, if I stand in the right spot, I can smell cocoa butter and fried chicken at the same time. And that's a win for me. And that was definitely a line where I was like, that was really good. Like, they have the chemistry and they have the repertoire together that I find convincing and funny.
Yeah.
And I just wish there were some more moments like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That I really would have enjoyed. Also... I would say that Tiffany Haddish does a very good job, even though she is, like, they definitely pulled her back a little bit. She does give the character Carrie, like, more of a heart, you know, and you see that she really cares about her job. Like, when she comes in and she's talking to the students, you know, like, I'm doing night school because I have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And, like, I already work really hard as a teacher, and you kind of see that she has, like, a packed schedule where she teaches all these classes.
Mm.
Plus, she teaches, like, special ed. And just, she is, like, a heartwarming character in a way. Like, you kind of see her heart in the film. And she becomes a little more of, like, a person. You know, like, sometimes there are characters, and unfortunately a lot of, like, female characters that don't have a good, like character, like, development. And you don't really see them besides, like, you're the love interest or you're the support or you're the teacher. But she definitely gives the character a bit more. That's good. You know?
I know that... I've seen some of the what are they called? Previews and trailers. And then I read a lot about it, but, I do know that they wanted to touch on, like, some seriousness, like going back and getting your GED. Because a lot of people, I feel like, especially in minority communities who have had to drop out of school for whatever reason, it kind of gives them, like, a, still get your education because it's important. And then showing Tiffany Haddish, like you said, having a full schedule as far as being a teacher, teaching disabled children or people or whatever, it kind of just shows you, like, the struggles teachers have. Because, you know, if she has to work at night school to still pay the bills, it's like, you already know teachers aren't getting paid a whole lot, and she has to do all this extra stuff to make sure everything is okay for her. So I think that's important too. It's like really touching on things that are important to everybody.
Yeah And I definitely appreciated that about this film. I appreciated, like you're saying, like, the issue of, like, GED and, like, getting a degree. Also, Kevin Hart's character, you find out that he has a learning disability.
Oh, okay.
And, like, that's part of the reason why he struggles in school. And, like, I really basically from the beginning, you know that he has a learning disability, mm-hmm. but it's not really till the end that he like finds out for himself. Oh. And Tiffany Haddish's character as his teacher tries to help him to overcome that. Like there's like a scene when they're like in a boxing ring. And she's like, you know, focus, and like trying to like convince him to focus by like basically punching him.
Oh, gosh.
Which I didn't really watch it and think, wow, this is great teaching advice.
Right. Don't punch like, your children, the students.
It was like an excuse for that type of scene.
Yeah.
But like you see that she's trying to help him and his disability. Mm-hmm. And it is a movie that does talk about that. That's not like the focus, yeah, and it's not like a super serious thing.
Right.
But they do touch on those issues. And I think that adds to the film, you know, mm-hmm. like something that would just be way dumber yeah. without it.
Yeah.
It has some moments like that.
Right. Because that's one of the things that I thought when seeing is like another Kevin Hart movie. Like, I like Tiffany Haddish. I like how funny she is when she can be her. You know what I mean? And then Kevin Hart, he's just like, I'm over it now. Like, you're funny. Yeah. We've heard it all. Thank you. Haha. Move on.
Yeah. And I would say I kind of felt that a little bit, you know,
in like, this one.
Yeah, like, yeah, this one, like, I like Kevin Hart. It's just so much Kevin Hart because he, yeah, was in every aspect of this film.
Yeah,
that if you don't like him, there's no,
yeah,
reason
don't
you
watch
see
it. Yeah,
like, he's in so much. Like, he produced, wrote, you know, like,
yeah,
everything.
Starred.
Yeah, and he's in so much of it that it can be a little exhausting, mm-hmm. at times, because I do feel like Tiffany Haddish is just fresher, like, she's just newer onto,
yeah,
the scene.
Yeah,
and I really wanted to see a lot of her, which you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see a little more of her comedy coming through.
Yeah.
I would really appreciate that.
Right. I feel like Tiffany Haddish is definitely one of those people that you either really like or really don't like.
Yes.
Like Will Ferrell. Like, you either like his humor or you don't. Because I'm not a fan. His humor's weird to me. I mean, I get it, but it's just not something I laugh at all the time.
Yeah.
So, and I get so much, like, backlash for that, like, you don't like Will Ferrell. I'm like, he's not that funny to me, it's annoying. So,
yeah well, comedy is definitely a dividing thing.
Yeah,
you know, you find it funny
or
you don't.
You don't, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a hard part of it too, being like, I bet, you know, being a comedian, it's like you have to make people laugh, and sometimes people just don't get your kind of humor.
Yeah.
Or your kind of comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel
for
like,
sure,
she is definitely one of those people.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back and keep talking about our two films.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the gold standard in music podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are continuing to talk about Night School, starring Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
We did just talk about how in humor, some of it can be sort of dividing, like if you like a comedian or you don't.
Yeah.
And I would definitely say, because Kevin Hart is in so much of this film, if you don't like him, you're not going to like the film.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't see it. But also, I really do like Tiffany Haddish, and this is a film where I was reminded of how funny I think she is, especially if there's a role where I'm like, if you can just let go,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I did walk away from it thinking, maybe I don't really want to go see more Kevin Hart films,
right?
But I will go see a Tiffany Haddish film,
right? Which,
and
I heard
she's
that,
hilarious.
Yeah, and I heard they might come out with a Girls Trip Part 2.
Yes, I did hear
so,
that.
So, and they let her do her thing in that one. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, and I think that would just be way more enjoyable.
Yeah,
and I know she has another movie coming out too. I keep seeing a trailer for it. But it's like she's a sister and she's like out of prison. And
okay,
that one looked a little more like, that's definitely Tiffany
Haddish.
Yeah.
She's out of prison. Is that like the one like what Queen Latifah did when she gets out of prison, but she goes to like that rich neighborhood?
It seems kind of similar, but no.
It's
because
it's
like
she
goes to live with her sister.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one looked funny, and I would go see that. Again, I really do like her. But I would say this did give her a chance to be a bit more of an actor.
Yeah, okay, that's so good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Not just outrageous.
You know? Yeah, because she was definitely like that in Girls Trip. Other than the end where she kind of told all the girls, like, this is why you're still my friend. You know what I mean? Like, I really consider friendship important. And she kind of gets on a more sentimental, not like so funny, but like a really heartfelt, you know, you can understand her because, so I like that in this one, she gets more experience acting, not just being funny all the time.
Yeah. And I think that definitely shows like the, you know, like she should get credit for that. Like she's not just funny.
Yeah.
You know, so I was really happy to see that. So good for her. And yeah, as I said, she's a real character. If you want to see this film, see Tiffany Haddish be funny and also try and give a little meat to a character that maybe another actor wouldn't give, I would suggest this. It will probably be coming out on DVD and streaming soon. Kevin Hart's funny if you like Kevin Hart. Yeah. You know, he does have some good lines that I enjoyed, but overall, not my favorite.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Go Kevin Hart. Do your thing. You have a production company, so good for you. That's more than I have.
He's doing successful either way, even if he stopped making films. It's like you're doing fine.
he is.
It's okay if you stop, Kevin.
We're trying to tell you now, it's okay.
Yeah.
Blink once if you want to stop.
I know, right?
So our next film that we're going to be talking about is Like Father. This is a Netflix film. It came out August 2018. It is written and directed by Lauren Miller Rogan, who is Seth Rogen's wife.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Sometimes she just goes by Lauren Miller, so you may not notice the last name.
Okay.
So she wrote and directed it. It stars Kristen Bell, who plays Rachel, and Kelsey Grammer of Frasier fame, who plays Harry. Mm-hmm. And also Seth Rogen is in this as well.
Yeah, he makes briefly, a small, though. Yeah, he has a small little role in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, actually.
So basically, this is about a workaholic who is Rachel, played by Kristen Bell, and she is kind of left at the altar, I would say, kind of her own fault. Left at the altar, and she takes her honeymoon trip anyway, but it's with her father, who is played by Kelsey Grammer, who plays Harry, and the twist is that, like, her father, Harry, left her when she was a kid, so she doesn't really know him.
Yeah.
And he just appears at her wedding, and they end up taking this trip together.
Yeah, like 26 years later, he shows up.
Right, yeah, like a bunch of years later, and he just is there, and through the help of alcohol, they end up on this trip together.
Yes, a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. That is a long drinking scene, I will say.
Yeah.
I kept watching it, and I was like, how are they drinking all that?
That's what I told my sister. I watched this movie with my sister, and during the first, like, when after her fiance left her at the altar, and she ends up drinking, she was already drinking at home. Yes. And then when her dad comes back and he's like, let's just go have a drink, it's like, okay, yeah, that's, and then they keep drinking, and I was like, you guys, if this was real life, I guarantee they would have alcohol poisoning.
Oh, for
and they'd
sure.
be like wheeled out or in an ambulance somewhere, you know, like getting shipped to a hospital and their stomachs pumped because they drank a lot.
Yeah, like, I agree. And they drink, and then it's like they have a scene where they talk, and then they drink more, and then they talk, and then they end up on a cruise.
Exactly.
Like, it's kind of, it's long.
And then drink some more on the cruise. They're like, let's go get drinks. It's like, why? You don't...
there's so many moments when you're just like, yeah, you are like your father.
Yeah,
like,
you are. Yeah.
You both have some issues.
Yeah, exactly. It was a cute movie, though. It was a cute movie.
Yeah, I feel like they were going for, like, comedy but heartwarming.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I got a vibe. It was almost, at times, like an indie film, kind of, but not. Because Netflix was involved.
Right, exactly. But you could totally see this being, like, an indie film and anybody else doing it. Like, anybody else could have did this kind of a show.
Yeah.
Serious.
That's what I thought. I personally am not the biggest fan of Kristen Bell as an actress, so I definitely had moments when I was like, you could be played by anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you were anyone else, this would be an indie film. Although, Kelsey Grammer, I feel like I appreciated him as this character more.
Mm.
He felt a little more, like, charming,
you
know, and had some really good moments that I enjoyed, I think, a little bit more than Kristen Bell. That might be my personal bias.
You can, I like Kristen Bell, but I really like Kelsey Grammer. He has a really wide range. It's not like, because he can be funny, but then he can be really emotional and just, you know, all of that in films that I've seen of him, very serious or anything like that. I really I was telling my sister, I swear he does not change. He just, like, his hair just gets grayer. Like, even when he was younger, like when he played Frasier, he was balding, but it's like it stopped at a certain point. Like, he's not completely bald. It's like, okay, we're just going to stop here and then just go gray.
Yeah. And if he just gets like, he's just like kind of tan for this movie. He's very tan.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also, in this film, you get to see, like, because he can sing and he can dance, and you get to see that in this film. Because I forget, I was watching with my boyfriend, and I'm like, didn't he also do his Frasier theme song?
Yeah.
Like, he does. He sings it, like, in a jazzy way. And there's, like, a karaoke scene.
Yeah.
And they both did that really well.
Yeah, they did.
I was impressed.
Me too.
And I found him to be a very charming character, even though there are times when you don't like him.
Yeah.
He plays him very charming.
Well, he does, too. And I feel like in the parts where you don't like him, it's the typical, like, you don't like him, but you don't know the reason until why he acts that way, until after he's just, like, he, like, tells you, and then you're sitting there and you say, okay, I understand why you did that, but you didn't have to do it in that way because you just look like a jerk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is realistic. I mean, it is
earnest, realistic,
I would say.
Yeah.
There, because Kelsey Grammer's character and Kristen Bell's character are like estranged father-daughter, there are definitely some moments when they're really reaching for
A connection.
Like, yeah, connection. Yeah. And like, the idea of, like, reconciliation definitely comes up.
Yeah. Well, more so Kelsey Grammer's character, Harry. Mm-hmm.
True.
Where he's, like, reaching it. Like, he really just tries to play it off, you know, wow, I've been knowing you your whole life. And she's just like, stop it. No, you don't know anything about me.
Yeah. And where he brings up, like, I've Googled you.
Yeah.
And I know all about you.
Oh, exactly.
You know? And he's like, you haven't Googled me?
And he's really, like, he's put off by that. Yeah. Like, he's just like, why haven't you Googled me? Like, why?
You don't care about me?
Yeah.
She's like, no, like, you left.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're, like, the character is going for that, and the movie is going for that. And there are some times when I think they get it right on, and then there are other moments when I'm like, that's not realistic.
That's not how it would
happen. Not how that would work.
Yeah.
You know? And also, Harry says that, like, his daughter, Kristen Bell, is kind of like him.
Yeah.
Like he says that she reminds him of him, but now I kind of think she's a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, which is because he's
he
kind
used
of
other
a jerk.
Words.
He chose a different word for that.
Right.
But it does kind of show that, like, he's kind of a workaholic and she's kind of a workaholic.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Her fiance leaves because she stuffs her cell phone into her bouquet.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, always
working.
Connected to work.
Exactly.
And it kind of seems like he sort of left related to, like, workaholism. And you see that they are similar, you know, they are father-daughter, like father in the title. And it's just the wounds that they're trying to heal from of him leaving and her childhood without him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like it was the scene where they're at the top of the waterfall and that's when they make, like, their initial connection, like, to kind of try and move forward. It just happened so quickly and so easily. I didn't feel like that was very realistic as far as if somebody was gone for 26 years, them just saying, oh, this, and they're just like, oh, okay, I get it. That's kind of how, like, it felt with me. I was like, I don't know. That's does not feel the same at all. Because, I didn't believe it at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think from looking at other reviews, I would say everyone kind of agrees with that.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, that wouldn't be how it happens.
Yeah,
it's like
no.
One conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and keep talking about Like Father.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the movie podcast. We are continuing our conversation of Like Father. As we mentioned before the break, there is this scene when, like a heartfelt scene when Kelsey Grammer's character and Kristen Bell's character talk about the circumstances of him leaving. Mm-hmm. Because he left when she was really young and she doesn't really remember why.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole movie, she said, I don't want to know why.
Right, exactly.
Just like definitely distancing herself from him. And there's a mm-hmm. scene when he explains why, and it's heartfelt. And I would say they both acted that very well.
Yeah.
And I really felt that there was an honesty to that. I just feel like in terms of the writing and the direction, like that was like one moment.
Yeah.
You know, and which
yeah, exactly.
I understand because she's fighting it the whole time and you're setting up for that.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
it wasn't what it should have been.
Exactly. Like, if you had a TV show, you know, they would do it more often. But they can't because it's a movie. But I just, I don't know. It left a little bit, you know, left me wanting, you know, like that didn't make sense.
Yeah. And even the end, too, because it kind of just, there's a part where he's like, they're about to go their separate ways. And he's, Kelsey Grammer's character, he's like, oh, well, maybe you can come to California and visit me because she lives in New York. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, yeah, I guess. Well, I have to, you know, figure out my work schedule and kind of like, you know, goes back to reality and back to her whole world of work. And then it was like a couple days and she's like, oh, no, she just comes to this conclusion like, you know, family is important. I do need to, which right. as well she should. But it was so quick. Like, yeah, I mean, to speak from personal experience, that doesn't happen like that. It's just like you want to get to know the person. You want to have questions answered rather than just like one, you know. It's like, so for her to just be like, oh, let me go. And then when she arrived in California, it was awkward. It's like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of was like that.
Yeah. I did about that scene when she like comes back and she's like, actually, I'm going to, you know, see my father.
Yeah.
I kind of almost liked it because there's like this moment when she says that and he says like, I love you. And she doesn't respond. She's like, maybe I could come inside, you know, and talk. And I feel like that was like, this is what my struggle with this movie is when they talk and they express those things, it seems real,
and the
conversations seem real, but the pacing of it like how often it happens just doesn't seem right.
Exactly. You know? Well, exactly. Because Kelsey Grammer's character is like a dad and he, of course he always loved his daughter, you know what I mean? And the way it depicted his character was how much he missed her and how much it was hard for him to just stay away. And then just kind of that part. But then with Kristen Bell's character, I get her too, because she's just like, oh, but I don't, you know, she has like this resentment. But it's like you said, the timing of it all, it's like, you guys are making this really weird. Why does it does not need to be this awkward? Have the conversation, move on.
Right, I agree. Because there are other scenes when they're like bonding, like they're in a canoe or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wish there were, like, those scenes are good because I feel like that, like, they have like almost like a montage.
Yeah.
Which I think was definitely a moment when I felt like a montage was correct.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to show them doing all these things and like building back a relationship.
What, you know? And and I felt like even the canoe scene, there could have been more dialogue for connection for their building
to
connection.
Set it up. Yeah.
Exactly. And there was just like awkward moments, silence, and then, you know, somebody makes a funny comment and then and then it moves on and you're like, really? That's it?
I also say this is considered a comedy. I don't think there were that many funny parts to me.
No, it didn't seem like... Seth Rogen's character was funny to
me. Seth Rogen was funny. There's a line that I think is funny where it's basically a line about... I mean, we all know Seth Rogen, so it's about him smoking pot.
Yeah.
And that was the part that I was like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And I laughed. Yeah. And that was kind of like one of the only scenes that I laughed at.
Well, it's because he says, I've never smoked anything in my whole life, and I'm kind of proud of that. Yeah. And it's like, we all know you, Seth. Stop it.
And I liked that they put that in, but that was like the only thing.
Yeah. And Seth's part was so small, but I like how he played the awkward rebound guy, because he just like invites himself and just kind of takes the whole, you know, thing with Kristen Bell's character to a level that I feel like somebody would in real life. Just kind of being a person like with feeling and like attachments. And he's like, oh, I kind of took this the wrong way, because some people do that. And I love how he played that. He did a good job.
Yeah, I did really like Seth Rogen's character in it. There were moments where I had a hard time taking him seriously, like the pot line.
Yeah.
But I would still say, you know, I enjoyed his character. I'm glad he was in it.
Right.
He added some lightness between like the tension between Kelsey Grammer's character and Kristen Bell's character. I would say it maybe wasn't as heartwarming or comedic as I thought it was going to be, or maybe as they wanted. I'm not quite sure their intentions, but it wasn't like a Juno movie. It wasn't like that kind of heartwarming and funny. Also, after watching it, my biggest question, because the honeymoon is this trip that they take together, the honeymoon they take together. And so, really, I watched it and I was like, do I want to go on a cruise?
Right.
Like, it looks like it's like propaganda for like the Royal Caribbean cruise line. And they have like, they show the mini golf, they show like a moving bar and like a surf machine and like karaoke and shows.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, maybe I want to go on a cruise.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could totally go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Look like a floating hotel.
That's what I thought. Although then I considered it and I was like, well, I probably get seasickness and then I'm trapped on a ship and I might not like the cruise shows and, you know, there's a buffet, so I'll probably gain a lot of weight
from
all of the pancakes that they seem to eat.
Every day. I really liked the couples that were in their group. That's what kind of like took me out of like the connection with. I'm like, okay, this is really getting boring because they keep going back and forth about does she want to accept her dad back in her life or doesn't she, and he keeps trying. And then the couples that were in their group, I guess they place them in groups to do activities together on the cruise.
Yeah, I guess it's like where you sit for meals is your little table group.
Yeah,
and you kind of end up doing activities together with,
but their group was fun. Like, there was an older couple, there was a younger ethnic couple, and then there was like a gay couple, and they were just hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, I did think that was funny. I'm really glad they added that, which, you know, like, again, it would be hard for me to say that it's strictly a comedy, but those characters are funny.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful
that
they had them.
Oh, yeah.
Because it made it so much better.
It really did. Yeah.
And it made it funny. And again, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I'd be that friendly on a cruise, but maybe I should consider it. Maybe that'll be my next vacation. Yeah.
And they didn't make it seem to be on her honeymoon with her dad. And they keep referring to them as like the newlyweds or the couple or whatever like that. Yeah. So I'm like, why are they not correcting them? I think she corrected them once where she was like, ew, no, that's my dad.
Yeah.
And when she met Seth Rogen's character. But other than that, they just kind of went along with the whole, I'm like, that's so gross. Why? Why do you keep correct them?
Yeah. I think it was kind of funny because Kelsey Grammer's character thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm just going to keep going with it. But yeah, Kristen Bell, she was just like shut off the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of cute. I would say it's like a chill watch, you know, if you just have some time on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like Kristen Bell, let's say, go for
and
it.
And Kelsey Grammer, they did a good job.
They did. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Movie Podcast, and we hope that you have a great week.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.